Hello and welcome to A Few Good Minutes, brought to you by Dreamfinders Homes. This week our guest is Jaguars cornerback Devon House. And before we get knee-deep here, what's it like in the locker room when you win versus when you lose? How's the week lay out?
The good thing here is we approach everything the same. Every day after every game, after win or loss, is Tell the Truth Monday. So we're gonna tell the good things we did. We're gonna tell the bad things we did. We're rolling the week the same way. But Monday, win or lose, we sit down and talk about it. So it's always a lot better when we win. So then we can enjoy it a little bit more. But when we do lose, we go over the film, watch over it, take notes, and learn from it.
All right, let's start with our first topic, which is Jacksonville. It's a lot different than the frozen tundra up in Green Bay, isn't
it? Yes, 10 times.
And when you think about, the tradition up there versus everything that's new down here, it really presents its own challenge, doesn't it?
It does. The biggest thing that's different is the obvious. During December, it will be 75 here, and December there will be -5 probably.
Well, and you found out a little bit last week. It's real hot down here,
yes,
too.
Yes, it is. But I'm getting used to it. I love it up here. Family loves it. Excited about this year. Excited for the seasons as well.
Up next, number 12. You played with a great one in Aaron Rodgers. This week, you play against a great one in Tom Brady. How does playing with an Aaron Rodgers get you ready to play the best quarterbacks in the game?
Well, to tell you the truth, it's not going to get too much harder than Aaron. Aaron's one of the best in the league. Yes, he only has one Super Bowl compared to Tom's 4 or 5, wherever he has. But his arm strength, how smart Aaron is, the way he'll be able to create plays with his legs and his arms is one of the best. To be able to go out here this week against Tom, it's a blessing. I'm glad his suspension was overturned.
You wanted to see it.
Yes, I do, because to me, playing against the best is going to bring out the best in you. So that I'm out there, I'm ready to go out there and give him my all.
There are a lot of strong-armed quarterbacks in the NFL, but that's not what separates Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady, is it?
No,
it's not.
No,
just the arm strength.
It's not.
What is it that makes them so good?
To me, it's they're different than everyone else. They want to be elite. Even the Russell Wilsons, he doesn't have the strongest arm in the league, but just the will to win, the will of no one's going to be able to stop me, and that's what those quarterbacks have, Tom Brady and Rodgers in them.
Do you see any of those characteristics in your young quarterback here?
I do, and that's one of the reasons I came here. I told myself I'm not going to go to a team. The two biggest things was a team with no defense. We have a great defense here, and a team with a bad quarterback. And the things from what I saw from last year from Blake, and the good things I heard when I got here, is all coming true.
Next topic, the blog. I've been reading it. Something you've done for a while. What motivated you to have an interactive experience with the fans online?
Well, really trying to turn some negative to a positive. There's a lot of negative people out there that think negative about athletes, and not all athletes are the same. I'm a Christian guy. I'm a family man. I say hi to hello to everyone. I'm never ever rude to any human being. So that's a way for fans to see the real house.
Up next, work. Gus Bradley talks all the time about work and getting it done. Mm-hmm. You spent some time earlier in your career working on your own with Darrelle Revis. What motivated you to do that?
I love Arizona, and I heard that he was out there with Will Sullivan, and so I called Will up one day and asked if I can go out there and work out, and he let me. He's the best in the game, so to be able to sit there and watch him work and to learn from him was a blessing. I've learned a lot. And I'm continuing to learn a lot here now.
And I read some of the stories in Green Bay about after you had worked with him. What was the thing that you took from him immediately to the field that paid dividends for your game?
Confidence. Okay. The way he has confidence out there, it makes it look so easy, effortless, really knowing what's going to happen before it happens.
All right, final thought or some rapid thoughts. What was your first impression when you got to Green Bay?
To Green Bay? Well, when I got there, it wasn't cold, but when I got drafted there, I was like, all right, I'm going to be freezing. But when I got there, I loved it, though. The fans were amazing, one of a kind. The atmosphere is nice, and so is the stadium.
How about your first thought when you got here to Jacksonville a couple years later?
How humid it is here, and there's bugs everywhere. But then once I started rolling, it wasn't too hot now. And how I love the fans. The fans here are really, really good. They back you up regardless, win or loss.
First impressions of Blake Bortles?
Of course, the Big Ben. I mean, the way he can control the offense, the throws he makes, I want to see how far he can really throw the ball. I think he might be able to throw the ball like 70, 80 yards maybe. Because it seems like whenever he throws the ball, it seems like he kind of just lobs it and it goes, 50 yards like it's nothing.
First impressions of the big board?
The big board.
The big board's outside in here.
Big board.
The big boards, the video boards.
Oh, goodness. Wish I had that in my backyard. It's huge.
Finally, your first impressions when you met with Gus Bradley.
Oh, man. Speechless, really. I've never met a coach or another human being like him. I've changed my train of thought just from talking with him one-on-one and with the team big time. I mean, if anyone could have a chance to listen to any of his interviews, if he has any, or... I think it would be real nice if he even wrote a book, because he would change a lot of people's train of thought.
Maybe you should put it on the blog.
I should. You're right.
Devon House 31.
There we go.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Devon.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Here on A Few Good Minutes.